Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm going to be speaking with Intijan all the way from the Netherlands. So please be a little patient. We have some background noise, but I want to play one of her songs real quick so that you can hear.
Everybody knows what l'amour means, I think.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's love. And it's basically about long distance love. Like I like to travel, and I sometimes meet guys from overseas, and it never worked out. Like till now, you know.
Okay.
And that inspired me to write that song because I know a lot of sisters out there have the same thing. You know, that you are this mundane kind of girl. You travel a lot and you do your thing, but then in the love department, some problems, you know, and I think a lot of my sisters all around the world can relate to that, even though they don't speak French, you know, and that's what the song is about.
Well, I definitely can relate to that, and definitely traveling. I love to travel. So tell me about the places. You're originally from Cameroon, and so what made you decide to come from Cameroon all the way up to the Netherlands? How did you make that travel trip?
Yeah, it was destiny. Well, it was God leading me. My mother was living in the Netherlands, and I was 9 when I came with her. She fell in love with a Dutch guy. And so, yeah, we found ourselves in the Netherlands. And so that's basically it, family. And, ever since, I have been here ever since. And I traveled a lot to Cameroon because I love my roots. I'm African and I'm proud.
Yeah,
and in Europe I travel a lot, but I have not been to the States yet, not yet.
You gotta come to the States. We are waiting for you to come to the States. I don't know, somebody, if you're listening, you gotta bring her to the States. What does your first name mean? Ntijam. Now that's your Cameroonian name. Rosie is your Dutch. So what does Ntijam mean?
It's almost right. Ntijam.
Ntijam.
Ntijam means yes. Perfect. That's it. I asked my great grandmother when I was there in 2009 in the summer, like, what does it mean? You know, because in interviews, people always ask me that question. And actually, she didn't know. And nobody in the village that was old enough to, because it's a Bulu language, was old enough to know, like, the old Bulu knew it. So she said, okay, a word that is like Ntijam means basically control freak.
Oh.
And I can't relate to that since I'm an independent artist, you know, deciding everything, being my own boss and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that was apropos for you to have that name.
Yeah, you know, everything is for a reason, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs. We just were talking about, you know, protecting your heart, being women, trying to, you know, navigate the love thing. So I think one of your songs that kind of shows that is Roof Over My Head, and that's from your
hotel. Yeah, Over My Heart.
Yeah, Roof Over My Heart. I'm sorry. But we need a roof over our heads, too, you know, to keep dry.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to play a clip. Sometimes to protect ourselves, but it sounds like you might have found some love. You kind of mentioned something earlier. Do you think you found the one?
No, I'm still very, very single.
Oh, you're still single? Okay, all right. So if you're a guy out there, she's single, you can send her a little note or a wink or something. You want to follow her, check her out on her website. Her name is spelled ntjamrosie.com. So you want it out. She's also on MySpace. She has a channel on YouTube, so you want to check her out. Her name is spelled Ntijam, and Rosie is her second part of her name. Now, where did you find your musicians? There's a great riff. I'm not sure if I'll be able to play it, but there's a guy, he's playing a flute. That's on the L album.
Yeah.
So,
that's
where did you collaborate? That's Richard?
Well, that guy in the flute is Ronald Snyder. He's like a celebrity in Holland and all over the world, basically, from Japan to America, Suriname, Africa. He's an older cat, let's say.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's great. He lives in the Netherlands. He's like a musical uncle. So it was very easy to collaborate with him.
How about my head, my heart? Who were you playing? I'm sorry.
There, I played with Peter Moon. That's the drummer that I play with a lot. But for this album, I was like, okay, am I gonna just play with the band that I always play with? I was like, no, I'm gonna invite some. I invited Nathan Allen on drums.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drummer that lives in London. Is based in London, and the topics he was doing for the famous ones was for Amy Winehouse. He has played with Faith Evans and so with big names. And I was very honored that he wanted to play with me. And on the bass, I have Alex Bonfanti, also young cat from London.
Mm-hmm.
And the chemistry was just great between my musicians and me, and I was very, very, very grateful for everybody on the album.
Yeah, you have some great sounds. I want to play something from your earlier album, Atuba. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes. Yeah, Atuba.
And then the song is Vuanamea. Is that the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Vuanamea.
I'm going to play a little bit of that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to it. I just very mellow, very peaceful, de-stressing.
Yeah.
What is the song about?
The song is like an epic story,
mm-hmm.
about don't forget about me. It's that moment, when you know you have to leave a person or a place or a situation, and but you always want someone to remember you.
Yeah.
So you say, don't forget me, even though you might not see each other ever again, or about that moment where your journey just it evolves. You go on, but you beg the other to not forget you because you had nice times, but it's better for you to separate.
Definitely. That happens in life. So where's your favorite place to travel? Where's your favorite country so far, you think?
So far, I guess I love Paris.
Okay.
But I don't know. Cameroon, when I'm home, it's the best feeling. But I have not been to the States yet, so.
Yeah, we're working on that. That's why I'm on the show.
I have a feeling I will feel pretty at home there, so. Everywhere, there are people that are open-minded and for cultural, hungry for different people, other people, for intertwining. I feel at home anywhere, anywhere my heart is at peace and where people have respect for one another, that is home to me. But of course, my roots are in Africa, in Cameroon. When I'm there, it's
You're at peace. What are some musicians you want to play with, you think, if you had an opportunity? Who would you want to play with?
Richard Bona.
Uh-huh.
You know him?
No. Where is he located?
I think he's in New York now.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, now. he moved from Paris to New York, and he's from Cameroon, too.
Okay.
He's, like, one of the most famous bass players in the world.
Oh, I see him now. I looked him up.
And he's also from Cameroon, you know, so it would be a great honor to me to work with him. And he's, like, amazing. I would love to work with
him. Let me tell the audience, his website is Bonatology. Bonatology, put in the chat room, so if you want to check out his music there, and I'll definitely check out Richard Bonat. So who else do you think?
Well, let me think. Badu, Erykah Badu. Prince.
Yeah, now you know you have a sound like Erykah Badu on some of your songs, and I heard you. I said, what was this? What is she doing there? But then when I
Sade.
Heard Sade, oh, I love Sade.
Badu is one of my inspirations, you know, like when I was 15 and I listened to Mama's Girl,
yeah,
I was like, wow, I was totally hooked, like
right.
Everything, the lyrics, the style, and I was like, if I become like a singer, I want to make music that heals the heart too, like she does, you know, it goes beyond styling and just being pretty and showing your titties, you know,
it's definitely,
and that's that's why I guess I have similar things, but she really inspired me.
Let me tell the listeners that you have some serious chops, and people have been recognizing your chops. You won the Music Matters Award, gaining you the title of Music Ambassador in Rotterdam during 2010. Also, you won the MCN World Up Award Promising Talent during the first edition of the Dutch Music Dutch World Music Day. So you got some serious chops, girl. I think Erykah Badu might need to watch her back.
No, it's going really well. The album has been really well accepted in Holland.
And
it has been out since 3 months only, you know, and it's like a roller coaster. I'm enjoying it, and I really want to go into the world, you know. I'm living here, but it doesn't mean that, you know, the world is bigger. Like look now, we're talking, we're in Philly, we're in
That's awesome, right? Isn't it great? Technology. Let me play one of your other songs from your new album, Again and Again. I want to play that.
Ooh, nice.
Sweet noses in the sadness that we deliver. Takes away.
I love the last part of that. I was like, ooh, you know? You had some cool riffs at the end of a couple of songs.
Yeah. I love surprises.
Yeah, surprises, right, you know? I listened to so much music and I get bored with the same thing. So when I hear something different, I'm like, ooh, it just grabs me, you know? I've had so many different artists on, and you're a wonderful singer, talented. Now, we're just going to talk some silly stuff, okay? This is just some silly stuff. Are you a sneakers girl, or you wear high heels? What do you think?
Oh, high heels.
Yeah? Okay.
High heels. Like 80% high heels, 20% sneakers.
Okay, you drink soda or you drink water?
Water.
Water.
Definitely.
Okay, you like swimming or walking?
Yeah, I'm an African walking.
Okay. Do you like tall guys or short guys?
Tall.
Just some silly stuff to put in there. So now, what do you hope that music will do for the world? What do you think in political, bringing peace, helping children? Where do you think music plays an important role?
Well, music is very important to like Bob Marley did, you know, like politics, it's not my thing, like Mecca does, for example, to bring awareness and a lot of that, to bring awareness and how we treat each other, like countries, how do countries treat each other, how do the leaders treat each other, like how does that affect us, you know, how do we still greet each other on the street, do we find that weird, like basic stuff, you know, and music is something everybody can feel and understand, even if music is a language of its own, and it's a very old language, you know, and it's one of the most holy languages, you know, so
yeah, it doesn't matter, like, it doesn't matter about the language because, you know, some of the songs, some of the musicians I've had on, I don't understand all the language, but you can feel the spirit, you can feel the or you can feel the power. If it's a political or if it's an angry song, you know that you don't have to know every word. But
exactly.
I think that...
And the good word is to feel, you know. We have to feel more and we have to keep that, you know. In this age, we are like running around and going and going and going. I'm one of those artists who I make music to make you feel again, at least, you know, to sit back and relax a little bit. So you have 10 minutes of your day that you think, oh, I want to relax, I want you to put on my CD. Or
put on your CD.
Concert, you know? Or make love with your partner on my music, make babies, like, be happy, relax. You know?
Let me play your... talking about having a little patience, let me play the Patience remix. That's from Atuba, one of your first album, okay?
Yeah. So Traveler,
yeah.
I wish I had forever, but I don't.
You know, it's Saturday night. I'm about to put my heels on and go out and party.
Yeah.
That's a totally different sound than your new album, L, where you have a lot of the jazz riffs and stuff. But I just wanted to show your range to the audience that, you know, she has another album. You can also get Atuba. And then you want to pick up her newest album. It's only been out for a couple months, L. Check out her website. It's spelled ntjamrosie.com, ntjamrosie.com. It's on my website. It's on my Facebook page. You can check out some of her videos there. You can check out her on YouTube. She's on MySpace. You want to check her out, want to get chilled out, spread the love, so check out her album. So I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun, and I feel very honored that, you know, that you invited me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I wish you much success, honey, on the album. We're going to leave with playing Indie from your album, and I just hope everybody loves it. I'm going to probably be giving away some of her CDs, so check out my Facebook page if you want to try to get a free copy of her latest album, L, okay? Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Bye. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Everybody, thank you so much for listening this morning. You were just listening to Incham Rosie, a Cameroonian singer, but she's based in the Netherlands, so you want to check out her newest album, L, and I'm going to play one of her songs now.
Confidence leads the way.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's show. You want to tune in next Saturday, which is going to be February 5th. I'm going to have WNBA player Candace Wiggins on talking about HIV/AIDS, another important health issue that we all need to be aware of, need to get tested. If you haven't gotten tested, put it on your checklist. Only takes a second. Please go get tested. And also going to be speaking about the new film Muslim with director Kasim Basir and producer Dana Offenbach. It's a new movie coming out talking about the African-American Muslim and the struggles that they're going through. Two great shows. But you want to pick up an album, pick up John Morosi's newest album, L. I'm going to be giving away a free CD. Check out the Facebook fan page. And you can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys, or you can become a fan on Facebook. Thank you so much.